94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay K.
If you would help me in welcoming Neil to the studio. Hi, Neil.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you? Okay, so you're going to basically teach me today a lot of these big words, so we're going to start with that. What is the church name that you're with? Let's start with those.
St. Augustine of Canterbury Episcopal Church, better known as St. A's.
I like it. I can remember St. A's. Okay, yep. Where are you located at?
We're at 1753 Union, which is really just at the intersection of Napier and Union.
You're
just a bit south of the intersection.
You're a neighbor, basically.
Yes, we
are. Okay, yeah, yep. So that's in Benton Harbor.
Yep.
And you're here to tell me about a Christmas show today.
Yes,
I am. You're going to teach me the official name of this as well.
Yes, I am. It's going to be a Christmas cantata.
Mm-hmm.
That's a term for a sung and narrated story of Christmas that is presented to a public or an audience of some kind. And it dates way back. Bach wrote over 200 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this fellow that did this one, Pepper Chaplin, has done about 30 of them for various. A lot of them are done for church occasions, but there used to be civic cantatas as mm-hmm. well. So it's a form that's it came out of the concerto and adding voices and intermixing narration with the music. It becomes a cantata as sung.
So this is actually coming up on Sunday, December 10th. I'm curious, how many years have you been doing this at the church?
This is the Silver Jubilee of the Christmas Cantata at St. Augustine's. Means it's, you know, that's our 25th annual cantata. All of them under the direction of Mrs. Elaine Shoemaker, who is
just wonderful. So she's been doing 25 of them.
Yes.
And you said, how old is she?
She is. I don't think it'd be kind to mention a woman's age on the air.
But you said she still has this personality that is able to capture the choir and go, hey, snap back into shape.
She's a great musician. She's an understanding and gentle choir leader. But there is a sense of firmness about her that when she gives direction, it happens.
So that is Mrs. Elaine Shoemaker. We want to give her complete credit as we are kind of honoring her as well today.
Yes, absolutely.
And during the actual show. So side note, this is actually, everyone's invited and it's actually free.
Yes, it is. We ask this year, we're going to have a plate or something in the narthex, the entry at the back of the church. And that would be if someone wants to make a contribution, we are creating a little mini fund here for the relief of the people of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Funds that we gather for that will be forwarded for that.
I like that. So again, it is free admission. However, if you do just throw down $5, whatever it may be, you guys will make sure that that goes to the Hurricane Fund for Puerto Rico.
That's exactly right.
Very good. I like it. All right. So I want to dive into some of the music, if you don't mind.
No.
What can we look forward to?
Well, the first number in this particular cantata is not what I would consider typical ecclesiastical Christmas or Christian music at all. It is, in a way, in that the lyric is Christian, but the movement and tempo and the musical key of it is pure New Orleans. Pure New Orleans. People will be swaying.
I was going to say, that means we're going to be dancing.
Yes, we will be moving. So it's a wonderful thing. And the other songs are fairly... Are directly written for Christmas.
Okay.
And again, by Pepper Chaplin.
How about, it starts at 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock.
Okay, and mark this down. It's Sunday, December 10th. About how long do you think we'll be there? How long is the...
The program is about an hour.
Okay. Not too bad.
No. It'll be expeditious. It'll move quickly, too, because the music's quite good. There are three narrators, and each narrator has something to say between the songs, and it flows really, really... The time goes by once it starts.
Oh, yeah.
The way it's presented with this big choir from the whole community, the choir work brings the people into it, so the time doesn't seem to pass.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't.
Well, I'm wondering now, who can I bring to this? Can I bring my children to this?
Yes, you can. This is one of the few free things around that you can bring kiddies of any age to. You can even bring, if you have an old man around who's my age, you can bring him too. And if you tell him there are cookies, he'll be there.
I'm curious, do you have a part of the choir or a narrator, or what do you do for the church?
I'm one of the three narrators.
You are?
Yeah.
Tell me about your part.
It's the smallest one.
Oh, I
got to write it, so it's the smallest one, and I can more or less hide my voice behind the
Can you give us a sneak peek of what we'll get to hear from you or what you're going to be talking about?
I won't be able to give you a peek at the script, but I will tell you that we will be telling the Christmas story, and someone will be describing Jesus' mother, Mary, as this typical 15-year-old Jewish girl of her time.
Okay.
So it's... It's all going to be wrapped around a time and place thing with the music that follows the traditional Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what it is a wonderful afternoon for folks. It is absolutely a no-pressure thing from any direction, whatever. Come and enjoy. Have some cookies. And
Well, I'm glad you keep bringing up the cookies, too, because you said that you kind of do this fun deal afterwards where you first of all get to sing together, right?
Yes.
Well, how does that work?
It'll be things like Silent Night and Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
This is what gets you in the Christmas spirit, I think, is when you start hearing the songs and then you're able to actually sing along with them.
Right. And they aren't on tape and you're not expected to shop and buy anything while you're here.
There's no obligations. It's just fun. It's just basically an event that you're putting on for the public.
You just have fun. And then at the end of the thing, of course, at the end of the choral presentation, you get to warm up your own vocal cords. And doesn't
sing.
Like to do that? Yes.
And then tell me about these cookies.
They're going to be, for the most part, homemade.
Oh, nice.
Because we line up people, men and women in the congregation, and say, we need a lot of cookies.
Uh-huh.
For December 10th. And then when December 10th comes, cookies happen.
And you can just go and enjoy those just by simply being a part of the show and stopping by to see the program.
Even if I weren't part of the show, I'd be there for the cookies.
There you go.
Because the cookies are my drug of choice.
You said, I know, I would agree with that. So where does this take place at? You said that there's a new elevator. It'll take you downstairs to where this happens?
Yes, you drive into our parking lot. There's a new entry there. And we have been without an elevator, and of course, we have a food pantry there. So it's been very difficult for folks who have mobility problems to get up downstairs to get their groceries and then back up a stairway with them. So we've saved our pennies. Actually, this has been an almost $200,000 undertaking for this tiny community of 40 to 45 families. But we're hoping the elevator will be functioning. We're told it will be on December 10th.
Fantastic.
So some folks, folks have trouble with stairways. Wonderful. Just take the elevator and come downstairs and get your cookies.
Do you mind if I ask a little bit more about the food pantry as well?
No, not at all. It's the food pantry takes place every second and fourth Monday of the month, and food is distributed from 5:30 till 6:30. People come. There's no requirement of them to prove need or anything like that. People just come, enter the church. They sign a sheet that lets us know they're there, and they take a seat within the sanctuary, which is really quite pretty. And then folks are get a number, and folks are called by the number, 10 people at a time, to go downstairs. And then they move through the aisles where food has been laid out, and they select certain items.
Got it.
They're certainly take one from here, one from here, one from here, that sort of thing.
Got it.
And generally fill two shopping bags, and then
fantastic.
They're all set. And then 2 weeks later, they can come back.
Easiest way to learn more about that? Stop by on a
second or fourth Monday of the month at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Good. Otherwise, I encourage anyone to stop by and see the show. Again, this is pretty cool for you to be able to say for 25 years this has been going on with the same instructor. So let's give her another really big shout out.
Yeah,
Mrs.
Let's
Elaine
really
Shoemaker, making this all come together. Did I ask you how many members of the choir there are?
No, there are 24 voices this year. And I noticed you didn't ask me anything about the poster.
Oh, yeah.
Which I will tell you was done by a local ad agency, ARS, which is Isle Rocket Studios, I think. It's one of those things that people work on for their church. Actually, my grandson is the art producer who did that.
Let's give him a
shout-out.
I lean
on him every year for freebies, I guess.
Where can we pick these up at? This is perfect. Explain.
They're going to be posted all over the community. There will be some in hotels, some in regular places, commercial places of business. I'm going to try to get some palm-sized ones into coffee shops, et cetera.
Okay, very good. You're familiar with this St. A's, right?
Yes.
Tell me again where you're located for anyone who might have missed it.
Yes, we're at Union Avenue and Napier Avenue.
Right in Benton Harbor at 1753 Union Ave.
Right.
And mark your calendar down. This is a Sunday afternoon, so it's Sunday, December 10th. It starts at 4. Give or take, you'll be there for about 2 hours if you go and eat cookies afterwards.
I would say it used to start at 7 until last year. And last year, it was scheduled for December 18th. We had a massive snowstorm.
Oh, yeah,
had
of course.
To cancel. And all the ads had gone out. That's when we started getting this young guy to make these posters and get them around. And at that time, we moved it to 4 o'clock. So many more people came at 4 o'clock.
Well, the great part about this, again, admission is free. You just show up. No obligations, as you said before. It's basically just a show that you guys are offering to the public.
Right.
So if you do want to make a donation, all the donations that you do place will be going to the Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief Fund, right?
Exactly.
Very good. And then I foresee you having a 26th year.
That's really up in the air because Elaine has said this is the end.
Uh-oh.
For me. Now, I caution you.
Well, something good to know as well, too. You better catch her
Elaine
last.
Elaine has been saying that for some time. But I really think that this time she really means that she wants to spend more time.
So if maybe this is something that you look forward to every year, just keep in mind that this might be the last one produced by her.
Elaine Shumick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. This has become a traditional event in Benton Harbor. And if this turns out to be actually Elaine's last time directing, then this is the last chance to catch what is really a traditional performance.
Right. All right, Neil. Well, believe it or not, we're already looking at 11 minutes. So this has been fun. I love talking about Christmas. So thank you for bringing me this topic. And thanks for bringing the community this. Again, Mark it down. It is happening Sunday, December 10th, 4 p.m. It'll be a good show, and there's free cookies. So what else can you ask for?
Nothing.
Thanks for coming. And I don't know if it's appropriate to say break a leg when you're narrating, but break a leg.
I think it's appropriate. Yeah.
Thanks, Neil.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.